Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Also, to our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply put, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we had the Biden-Putin Zoom meeting, if you will, and Dana Perino from Fox News said, thanks to Biden, Putin now holds all the cards and all the leverage.
Well, look, we don't know everything that was discussed, because I think they said that they were on this call, what, over 2 hours?
Yep.
So there's no way that we have some sense of everything that was said or not said, meaning what should have been said. Putin sat in a room, from what we could see, all by himself, had a few notes in front of him, or papers in front of him. That was really about it. In front of Biden, we had all kinds of advisors sitting at the table. So we look like, you know, meaning Biden, had to have reinforcements in the room with him. Putin had nobody.
Yep.
So we don't have a concept any actions that the United States would take. But Tony Blinken has said, well, we have some very durable tactics, I guess some kind of sanctions and whatnot that would necessarily be used. I don't know if we had told those to Putin in the meeting publicly, or I should say on the record, or what. So Perino, just based on, as I see it, the fact that this meeting even happened and that we had discussed some kind of displeasure with what Putin is doing at the border of Ukraine and with the immigration problem in Belarus causing yet another side of the border issues with Ukraine. I think what she's saying is we've we've discussed our displeasure, so now Putin, it's up to you, and the world is watching. So I think that's really what she's referring to.
Okay, and certainly I can agree with that. The thing is, let's see here. Mark Meadows, okay. He said that he apparently answered some questions on January 6th, the panel thing, the initial questions without actually going through the subpoena process. But he said the January 6th panel is abusing their powers.
They are.
Want to expound on that?
You know, they are actually going after phone records of people that weren't even in Washington, D.C., much less those that may have been in Washington, D.C. that never even entered the Capitol. So they're abusing a lot of power here. And where this commission is going includes forcing the telecom companies to obey, I would say, illegitimate subpoenas. So I think this thing's going to turn out not so well for this commission. And I think the fire is going to be started, no pun intended here, but I think they need to be somewhat careful because Steve Bannon is going to, how do I put this? He's going to be so aggressive and use so many tactics that I think it's going to be very interesting on how far this thing goes.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, we'll see what happens there with all of that, but certainly it's got a lot further to go. And we had some Antifa militants yesterday get arrested, charged with physically attacking those Trump supporters and accused of organizing into groups to carry out crimes. That was in California, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. They finally arrested some people that apparently they caught them on video.
It doesn't matter. There's a no bail.
They're going to let him go. But if they do it again, you know, let's see if they do the habitual offender. Okay, hold on. Let's see if they do the habitual offender thing. Arrest them 2 or 3 times, and then throw them in jail and let them stay there. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I don't know if they're doing it out there. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Solo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All right.
Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country right now, insuring over 25 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, can help you to find coverage for just about everything you own, the car you drive, the truck you drive, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And don't forget, this is how you save money on your auto insurance policy. You bundle it with your homeowner's, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance, and watch and see how much money you'll save. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right. Before I go back to Denise Simon, I want to say thank you very much for everybody that showed up at Mission Barbecue yesterday to remember Pearl Harbor and honor our World War II vet that we had there that had been all through the Pacific with the Marine Corps. And also, I want to thank the folks that came over from Prescott, Arizona, that drove all the way from Prescott, Arizona to Tampa, Florida. They were coming here anyway. They're listeners to the radio program out there, and they stopped by Mission Barbecue, talked to them for a few minutes before I had to leave. And thank you very much. And, you know, that's when you really know you got something going on when that happens. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That was quite a surprise yesterday.
I bet it was.
Yes, ma'am. And Craig was the one that was more surprised than I was. He says, Captain, come here. You got to meet these people. You got to meet these people. So I did. All right. Back to the story. So we did have some Antifa militants get arrested. And before we went to break, you said they'll be released. Yeah, they will be. But my question is, and I wonder if somebody listening in California could answer this, what happens when you get arrested three times? Isn't that when you're supposedly locked up?
No. Three strikes and you're out has been gone for many, many years.
Everywhere or just there?
Pretty much everywhere.
Okay, because I think they're still doing it in a few places. Because I've heard about it, but I don't know. We'll see. All right, now certainly Biden's Build Back Better seems to be the very definition of the cradle to grave high government dependency. And we got a question here from Lee in Tampa. He says, "Morning, Captain. How can the president promise gas and oil to Europe when he has cut fossil fuels here?"
Well, you know, everything that comes with a stipulation and a caveat. So he can't with any kind of conviction. So it's a false promise. And don't think that, you know, those in, leaders in Europe don't know that. They do. So, you know, Biden doesn't have a clue in what he is saying. He's given talking points, a 3x5 card or a spiral notebook or whatever, and he's just reading from that. That's all it is. I mean, I'm not convinced the guy actually knows the damage that he's literally caused. I don't think he really does on you know, terminating the Keystone Pipeline. I think they kind of quit briefing the man on most things. I just don't see it.
Now, the National School Boards Association is facing a critical loss of funding over the letter likening some parents to domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, I think.
That's a very good thing. There's a lot of states that have dropped out of their association with the National School Board.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had another judge yesterday block Biden's vaccine mandate for the federal contractors, and that's off the table, I guess, right now.
It's absolutely been off the table. I mean, I don't know how many times that it has to go through a court system. It's not even so much now Biden in this situation. If for nothing else, look at Mayor de Blasio, because he's got, what, a week and a half left or however long he has? And,
yep.
You know, he invoked the same kind of thing for private companies and government workers and whatnot in New York. Well, it goes against court rule, judges' rulings already. So that's supposed to take effect, I think, on December the 26th.
Right.
And I think it's the 26th. Anyway, it's already been deemed unlawful by several courts.
All right, well, let's take a quick question from Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Denise?
My question for Denise is, somebody who's deemed mentally incapable of prosecution, would that be Joe Biden? And one other question I have to go along with that, I'd like the answer to the first question. Is that a rule that you cannot prosecute someone who's mentally incapable?
All right. Thank you. Actually, I think while the president is in office, correct me if I'm wrong, because they talked about this with Trump, they can't file charges against him. Is that right?
He kind of cut out, so tell me the question again, if you will.
Well, we're talking about charging Joe Biden for the stuff that he's been doing, but it dawned on me that they couldn't charge Trump because he was the sitting president.
Charge him for what? Bad decisions?
Right.
What?
Yeah, things that they thought were crimes, which never were, by the way.
Oh, no. I mean, you'd have to do an impeachment. Mm-hmm. That's just what would happen there. But they're purposely not having him take a cognitive test.
Yep.
And that would, have to be part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon how the charges or an impeachment would play out. I think that they're not going to do anything unless Durham and or any other investigations with all things Hunter Biden turn up something. That would be a very different place. But it would play out. It would take so long to necessarily play out, I think it would necessarily go to the end of his term and not something that we could remove him prior to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess just because you don't like someone's policy, you can't bring charges against them. That's not quite the way the system works. You have the impeachment.
Well, it really depends upon what it is. I mean, I suppose if the man, was found, or they determined that there was some other kind of ridiculous crime,
mm-hmm.
something exceptionally criminal. But, understand something, too. The White House has an Office of Legal Counsel. You got the Department of Justice, which would protect all things Biden and
yep.
anybody in the Biden administration forever. They would slow walk any kind of legal case. And then he would have, personal lawyers, which is what Trump had to do. So they would drag their feet on anything and do legal warfare
mm-hmm.
until the end of his term.
By the way, the Omarova woman is not going to be the top banking regulator.
No, withdrew.
Mm-hmm.
She withdrew, apparently, her mm-hmm. name. But Senator Van Hollen, he voted for her. He liked her and gave her a thumbs up, which to me is absolutely remarkable. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
But that's where we are.
Bad egg. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the different things she writes about, and I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Network, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News. Senator Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine. Tens of thousands of Russian soldiers have amassed near its border, and experts say an invasion may be looming.
This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault. This is the direct consequence of Joe Biden's surrender to Vladimir Putin on Nord Stream 2.
Nord Stream 2 is a pipeline being constructed from Russia to Germany, which will carry natural gas. A federal judge in Georgia issued a nationwide injunction preventing the U.S. government from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on federal contractors. The move temporarily shuts down the last remaining vaccine requirement by the Biden administration. Seven states and a trade group for contractors filed suit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and now it's time to talk about China. All right, this portion of the program, our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo will be in studio tomorrow. Get your questions ready for him, and he'll be ready to answer them for you. In the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can train to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a very lucrative and high-paying career. Now, the two campuses are in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay here in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, you've heard me say, take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Take the tour. And you can do that by calling them at 1-800-659-2080. That's 1-800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. You'll get a chance to meet students. You get a chance to talk to instructors. You get a chance to talk to the financial aid people that can help you either apply for a student loan or even help you with your veterans benefits if you're a veteran. Because if you're post 9/11 and you've not used it to go to school, you'll be all set. You'll be all set. So there you go. Now, don't forget their website also is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But ask to take the tour. Simply call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Well, the flights over Taiwan by the Chinese are beginning to look more like a rehearsal, according to the Indo-PACOM naval chief, who also weighed in on whether or not Guam's missile defense capabilities will be ready by fiscal year 2026. So it looks like as if the Chinese are going to keep doing what they do to gather more intelligence, because that's what happens. And once they get bold enough, and whoever makes the move first, whether it's Russia or whether it's China, well, then we'll have what we're going to have, which unfortunately is probably going to be a war. Now, the Navy, you may have heard about this, especially those who are in Hawaii. The U.S. Navy announced that it's suspending use of a massive World War II-era fuel storage complex above a Hawaiian aquifer that supplies nearly 20% of Honolulu's drinking water, following days of complaints that tap water smells like fuel and has sickened some people. In other words, it's leaking into the drinking water system. And they're working on getting that corrected now, which is important. They have to. Now, the disclosure of the existence of two new secret combat drones by the Air Force, which are in the works, the disclosure is the strongest indication yet that the service is banking on autonomous weapon systems to give it an edge in the increasingly fierce military competition with China. We'll see what happens. By the way, the parents of Trevor Reed, a former U.S. Marine held in a Russian jail, urged President Joe Biden on Monday to raise their son's case with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday with the virtual talks that he was having to push the freedom for their son. Don't know if he did or not, but I guess we'll find out. Now, about 34,000 Afghan evacuees are still living on 7 military bases in the United States, more than 3 months after the U.S. military's final flight out of Kabul on August the 30th. That's what Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said yesterday. Now, I don't know how we're going to do this one, but Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. will stand up to an increasingly assertive and autocratic China in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond, calling its activity disturbing. So we'll have to wait and see what it is they're going to do about that. Now, the International Criminal Court's prosecutor has defended omitting the United States from an investigation in Afghanistan, saying the worst crimes were committed by the Taliban and ISIS. Won't get any argument with me out of that. It only makes perfect sense. Now, moving along, explosions were heard near Syria on the Syrian-Iraq border. with rebels denying any blasts inside the U.S. base that was there. Syrian state television reported on yesterday that multiple explosions had been heard inside a U.S. base in the Al-Tanf region near the Iraqi border. Well, to be determined. Now, here's one that's really concerning. And when Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright comes on in about 25 minutes, we're going to have this discussion. China is seeking a naval base, a massive naval base, somewhere along the Atlantic Ocean, probably in the continent of Africa. Now, China has its eyes on Equatorial Guinea for a new military base, which would give Beijing a new naval foothold in the Atlantic Ocean, according to a media report that comes following long-standing concerns that U.S. military leaders have about China's ambitions in West Africa. I think we all know what those are. But Guinea would be the country where they would be building the base. And this would be a base that would be much bigger than anything they've got over in the South China Sea. This would be the real deal. So we'll see what happens there. Now, the United States has said that it will send troops to Eastern Europe if Russia invades the Ukraine. The U.S. has said it would send reinforcements to NATO's eastern flank in response to the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, as well as imposing strong new economic sanctions. Well, economic sanctions may have hurt Russia in the past, but they really didn't pay any attention to them. So I don't know what we're going to do with that, but we'll see. And let's not forget that in a warning yesterday to Moscow, Joe Biden said, basically in commoner words, don't do it. Don't do it. He warned Putin and Russia not to seek any military activity in the Ukraine, that there would be repercussions. Well, okay. We'll just have to wait and see what that's going to be, won't we? Now, U.S. officials also said the humanitarian effort in Syria is another means to counter ISIS. We'll talk about that again with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll be talking about a little financial stuff. I'll be right back.
Program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 right back there, Mr. Frank. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And remember, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus it has some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel good on my bad back. Now, I'll tell you that Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, and all first responders, as well as pastors, get taken great care of. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them The captain said so. You'll be glad you did. Okay, to the watchdog on Wall Street, and here he is, Mr. Chris Markowski. Hello, come in.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but I'm not sure about Joe Biden. We had a major development yesterday with him trying to talk to Vladimir Putin. He couldn't turn the mic on. Simple little switch, he couldn't turn it on.
Yeah, yesterday, again, you would have thought, you know, thought that he would have kind of figured that out. I didn't get the nuances based upon their conversation. Outside, we hear that, you know, he's made it a point that, you know, we're not going to allow for any issues with the Ukraine. I think we could kind of finish this up to some degree. Vladimir Putin wants to basically turn the Ukraine into Finland, meaning he wants guarantees that we're not going to, you know, Ukraine is not going to seek NATO membership. And I get that. You know, this is some of the things that people fail to understand. We reneged on our promises to Russia. This is the fall of the Soviet Union in regards to NATO and its expansion as we continue to add countries to it. For what reason, I don't know, quite frankly. I mean, I don't understand the point. These tiny little nations that we continue to add to NATO, I mean, what could they really do in helping to aid any sort of defense? I mean, are we going to really, you know, are we prepared to put boots on the ground and go out into a full war if, you know, Putin decides to get involved in the Ukraine, even though they're not a member of NATO or any of these other former Soviet republics that have now become a part of NATO. So it's interesting to watch.
According to the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, we will put troops in the eastern flank on the other side of where the Russians are in the event they go into the Ukraine.
Man, that what the American people want? I mean, is that what we want to do, people? We want to put boots on the ground again? In the Ukraine, is this really our business? You know, quite frankly, this is not our backyard. It's not even close to our backyard. Let the European nations, if they have an issue with it, let them handle the entire situation. Why is it up to us?
Mm-hmm. Now, Joe Biden, his support is collapsing. Everybody knows that. On Main Street USA, as the inflation and supply chain concerns continue to rise. But, of course, we're hearing from the White House that, well, inflation's not as bad as you think, and the supply chain is being taken care of, and this, that, and the other. I'm not seeing it.
Listen, it's not as bad. It's worse. And first and foremost, it's not the supply chain. That's not what's causing the problems. This is where you get these lies out there, these myths. Inflation is all about monetary.
Yep.
Okay. When you're increasing the amount of cash that's out there, that's what the issue is. A lot of the lies that they continue to push when it comes to inflation. Another good one is as well. The economy is overheating. GDP growth is causing inflation. You know, no. When the economy is kicking, what it does is it increases productivity. And then what it can do is it can lower costs because productivity goes up for businesses. They shouldn't rise. So the crap that they keep throwing at people, I call it the great conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid because, quite frankly, they don't understand how the world works.
They can do it with one thing, gas prices.
Well, gas prices is, again, that is something completely separate in and of itself. It is a product that's sold based upon supply and demand. And we learned that. All you need to do is you need to increase the supply versus demand, and guess what? The price is going to come down.
Well, you know, we're hearing that we're selling gasoline and oil to Europe. Is that true?
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, does it make any difference whether we're selling to Europe, whether we're selling to them? It doesn't make any difference where it is because it's a global oil market, okay? And, you know, if the supply stays the same, So it really doesn't make any difference.
Now, we do know that we've got surging exports that seem to be raising inflation risks because the exports jumped $16.8 billion compared with September, an 8.1% increase at the same time.
I'm not really abreast right now of the various import-export numbers, because everything, quite frankly, is a bit of a skew due to some of the bottlenecks and the issues that are out there. So it's very difficult to buy into anything right now.
Well, it changed.
Once it's going offshore.
Yeah, it continues to change, so it's a dynamic, yeah. Impressive. Listen, the Wall Street Journal had a poll out there. The majority have been hit with a financial strain over the rising cost of living. I heard some liberal program somewhere along the line over the weekend come out and say, well, inflation's not that bad.
That's worse. It's worse. I've been jumping up and down about this for years. It was bad before all of this and where it went parabolic. I look at inflation based upon the goods and services that people need to survive on every single day, not what your television costs.
Yeah. And speaking of televisions, the Congress has reached some sort of agreement, according to Mitch McConnell, to avert the calamitous U.S. debt default. Do you know anything about that?
Well, yeah, and Republicans look like they caved again, Matt. The Republicans do what they normally do, is they cave and they're giving in, and now they've got some sort of semantic deal with the Democrats where they're not going to sign off on the increase, but they're going to sign off on the procedure to move it forward. And, you know, Leon keeps getting larger. Government keeps getting bigger. What else is new?
Well, this may be new. The House introduced a bipartisan bill to extend the employee retention tax credit. They were going to get rid of that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this. Off the top of my head, I'm not familiar with this tax credit and what it actually entails. You're getting a tax credit because you're retaining employees.
That's right.
Again, you should, I don't know why. I mean, you get a tax credit for something like that. I think I might have to look into that one, but I'm probably doesn't apply to my business.
By the way, there's a report that Apple apparently developed China's tech and their economy after 2016 with a $275 billion deal they had with China.
Nuances of that, again, I think it has a lot to do with more or less the manufacturing of a lot of their products that are over there and helping to develop and get those areas up to snuff so they can continue to crank out iPhones and all that good stuff over there. I got to look further into that. There's not a lot of detail in regards to how that money was invested.
Hey, listen, how would you like to get the sword that Napoleon carried in 1799? Apparently, this was sold at an auction, the original sword, for $2.8 million.
You said a lot of money flying around out there. I don't know, but Napoleon was pretty short. If I grabbed that sword, it would probably look more like a dagger, wouldn't it?
Yeah, in your hands.
All right.
And finally, we've got a problem out in L.A., 113 L.A. firefighters who violated the vaccine mandate have now been placed on unpaid leave, which is not the way to settle this and solve this.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a continuing, especially with some of these cases where judges are ruling against this vaccination mandate. So, again, you got a lot of little Napoleons out there declaring and decreeing stuff might stick.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and I'll be right back with our friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, Kevin Wright.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.